Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your Radio Happy Hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app. And of course, you can always find us too on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. And you can watch Good Things. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And I've got to ask, did you see it? Are you looking at it? Did you try? Did you travel and try to see it? Did you just give up all hopes and not even go outside and try here in Mississippi because it's a little bit of a cloudy day? I hope that wasn't you, because Rhino and I and a few others here at Super Talk went on outside to the perfect spot and just waited for the clouds to kind of give us a little break between that window of opportunity, which for us here in the central area, Rhino, that was from about, what, 1:45 till, what, 5-10 minutes ago?
Yeah, the peak of totality for us in central Mississippi was about 10 till.
And so, and no, we did not get 10 or 15 minutes of just straight eclipse watching because of the clouds and the rain and all of that. But we got spots. Like, we got moments where the sun, or I guess the sun, the moon, and the clouds all came together to say, here is a little look-see-see at what everybody, when I say everybody, everybody is talking about. You can't turn on a TV or
radio. At least
radio.
Everybody in America, yeah.
Because it's, again, this is a big
and whatever
deal.
We talk about, the rest of the world talks about.
Yes. That's very, it's a very American thing to say. By the way. To which, when we were walking back in, because when you stop and think about it, regardless of whether you care or not, and I think it's pretty cool, one reason, you know, it was worth making the effort to try to see is because it was within waking hours, right? Most of the cool things, and for someone who is kind of enjoys all things spacey, without being a really true space nerd, I usually don't wake up to see the cool things that happen in the middle of the night. So it was nice that something neat that was only going to happen in my particular lifetime to see it during the middle of the day. But we were here 6 years ago in 2017. That one wasn't as full as this one, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So this one, we, and even us here in Mississippi, as you know by now, we didn't get the full eclipse, but we got pretty darn close if you were able to get it or snap a picture of it.
Yeah, pretty much if you were anywhere within the borders of the Magnolia State and you were able to catch a glimpse through the clouds, you got to see at least 75% blockage of the sun.
I thought it was cool the way we got to see it. I don't know about you guys. Maybe. I know the all cloud coverage is a little bit different here in Mississippi today. Someone already sent us a picture in on the CSpire text line. So if you want to share your eclipse pictures, please feel free to do that. 601-879-4395. If you've got a cool story, or maybe like you got out there and got to snag it or see it, let us know your eclipse story. Also, we're going to hear one from a longtime Good Things listener who drove all the way out to Arkansas. He's going to join us coming up next to share about his opportunity to see the full shindig. He got to see all of it because he made the effort to go do that. Is that because it was a little cloudy, you didn't, and I don't know, I'm probably gonna get in trouble for saying this, it felt like you didn't need your glasses as much because you couldn't see it with the glasses because the clouds, it was too dark. You also didn't get that full effect of it being like the bright shining with the art, like the weird kind of wicked
looking, yeah, that weird dim haze,
right, that you would see if you were looking directly at it, if the clouds weren't there. So it kind of made it a little bit more enjoyable. You could tell that the, as everyone had talked about, how the weather, it got a little cooler, but also you might could have contributed that to it's supposed to start raining here in the metro city. But either way, you could feel like the significance sort of drop in the temperature that they told you that would sort of happen. And then I guess depending on where you're at, depends on how much darker it got. But again, with it being a cloudy day, you don't know what was, you know, which was which in terms of why it wasn't as bright and sunshiny as it normally would be. So the next one that'll be in America will be 2044.
Technically, the next one we will see in the Magnolia State will be 2045.
So there's, explain that.
There is an eclipse. I don't think it's a total eclipse. I think it's, is it annular? Is that what they call it? Where it's really close to a total eclipse that's going to cross part of the United States in 2044. And then there's another one that's going to start off in Northern California as it comes across the United States, and it's going to cut all the way across Mississippi. And there's a wide swath of the Magnolia State that will be under the 100% totality for that one.
That's pretty neat.
In 2045. August 12th, 2045.
Very specific. It's just nuts to me, math. You know? Math and calculations, how precise they can sort of get things. The other thing to me that's really cool about these particular events is it reminds us that, you know, we all are so different. We all have sort of different, you can be polarized about anything, but yet we still have just one sun, one moon, this one sort of thing that kind of brings us all together for this event. And I get that, like, it's at different times. So everybody got out today at different times within, I guess, the path. So it wasn't like all at one time we went out and like stared at the sun or tried to. But we're all collectively trying to do something today together. And no matter where they're looking, we're all looking in the same sort of direction. I mean, there's only one sun to Earth unless I have really failed science. or should have failed, should I say, or got it completely wrong. One moon. And so it just reminds us that, you know, we are a little bit more alike than I think we allow ourselves the opportunity to remember on most days. We all feel like we live on different planets, and sometimes, I guess, figuratively we do, but literally we don't. And it's kind of neat to know that this is something that can unite folks. I think it's cool, too, that so many made like a moment out of it. We'll hear from Jeff coming up who traveled for it. I know other friends who took grandkids to just kind of take a little mini vacation and try to snag and sort of see it, knowing grandparents probably the chances of being around in 2044 are less. Nobody knows their end date or expiration date, but you can do math. And then I've had other friends who had the opportunity to make this something and sort of go and seek it out. And from everything you hear from these smaller communities, especially like in Arkansas all the way up through the path, like their little town is the coolest spot ever right now. I mean, they're getting inundated with all these people and they've really embraced it and had t-shirts and all these things sort of made. I was listening to one news source. They bought, one little town in Arkansas had bought 75,000 of the little sunshade thingies, the little light protectors.
The clip glasses, yeah.
The clip glasses to sort of pass out to make sure that all the students, everybody in the town had them. Nobody had to, you know, go without or not have the opportunity to have them. Now, it will be really sad if they had a cloudy day. I don't remember the particular Arkansas town that was. I mean, you can't, you know, that's not your fault. You can't control that. But even like students. So today is something when I get home, you'll get to ask your students or your kids about. Most, I would say most classes sent home waivers to ask for permission. I know we did. We had to sort of sign away. If your kid don't listen and follow the rules and comes back blind, it's not our fault. Pretty much, that's what it said on the permission slip. And you had to sign it and be like, I do not hold such and such county responsible for that. And you can completely understand why. But this whole morning, they were getting to do with Oreos, the whole science project of like learning the different phases of the eclipse and then leading up to them being able to pause class. How cool is that? Like, you know, you're going to remember those kind of things forever, whether you got to see the full shindig or not. I just think it's in a world where everything seems it's instant gratification and everything seems to be right at our fingertips whenever we want it. You don't even have to wait to, you know, wait a week to watch the next episode of a show anymore. You can binge it all in one sort of setting. There's no that anticipation. I think it's been really neat to see the anticipation of this coming up, and then everybody kind of enjoying it in their own time today, and then obviously knowing that it's going to be a really long time before we ever get to see it again.
We were discussing on the way back in that, yes, it'll be a while before we get to see another one, but it won't be very long until the next total eclipse happens. It's just a matter of, you'll have to travel to go see it, because there's another total eclipse, August 12th, 2026. You just got to be in eastern Greenland.
Sure.
Or maybe Iceland, or up in the Arctic.
Well, we actually got the little fancy equipment here, or I say fancy, but still, we got what was needed. Had it been a bright, sunshiny day in central Mississippi, good things would have gotten the opportunity to come at you live outside with, like, a whole eclipse cam, because why not? Like, and we didn't get to do that. So maybe we can talk to Corner Office and we can go to Greenland, because, you know, they've already invested in the equipment to get it done. So now we should put that equipment to use, and we should bring you good things from Greenland in 2026 for the total eclipse. I mean, I will take one for the team if we need to do that. I mean, I feel like that's the least I can... All right, we're going to hear from someone who got to see it live there in Arkansas coming up next.
Making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi.
Oh, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moonshadow.
Welcome back to Good Things. You can stream us live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from the Supertalk Mississippi app. We can also find us on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, and you can watch Good Things. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. We've got Jeff Tubbs joining us today from Arkansas. He's a good friend of Good Things, and he is one who took a trip to see the total eclipse. So, hey, Jeff.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm so excited to hear that your trip was successful. Now, you are completely, like, the eclipse there has eclipsed, right? Like, it's considered
yes,
to be over.
It's completely over. It's still partial. The partial isn't completely over here until 3:11, I believe, local time. But we're already on the road on our way back, and... headed back to the great state of Mississippi.
All right, so where did you go, Jeff? You and a friend got up. When did you travel? Give us your details of your travels.
Yeah, we left this morning about 8 o'clock. It wasn't, but about a 2.5 hour drive up here, and you know, traffic wasn't bad as we thought. We left early, anticipating heavy traffic, and there was some, but not as bad as we thought. And so we got up here about 11, a little after 11, and found a Walmart parking lot, and we just camped out there till time for the eclipse, and we watched it come in, took some pictures, and enjoyed it with the rest of the folks there in the lot. There were folks had tents set up and lawn chairs and had their coolers out, and everybody was enjoying the show.
Where in Arkansas did y'all go, Jeff? Which town?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we went to Walnut Ridge. It's about 20 miles or so beyond Jonesboro. It was pretty much right in the center of the path.
Was it like everybody in the Walmart parking lot just sort of sprinkled with all looking up? Was the town just sort of bustling with people from all over that was coming to watch it? Once you got there, did you feel the magnitude of folks coming in to see it?
Oh, yeah. Even coming here, we laughed. We were probably 20 or 30 minutes into Arkansas before we saw an Arkansas license plate. They were from everywhere, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, North Carolina. I mean, it was just one after the other out-of-state tags, you know, heading this direction. And the lady that was next to us in the parking lot was from Georgia, from Atlanta. They had flown in and then to Memphis and then rented a car and drove the rest of the way here to Walnut Ridge just for the experience. So
you sent me a couple of photos, and the one, if they look over at Supertalk TV, Jeff, they'll see it's almost like it's the one that's completely, the last one that you sent me that looks like it's almost the total one. What is that? So like here, Rhino and I and the rest of the gang, Scary Gary and a few from the Supertalk Mississippi News got to go out, but it was already kind of, it's kind of a cloudy, overcast day here. You were definitely right to get up and make the short drive to sort of see it. Did y'all, it looks like y'all had clear weather. Was your weather great?
It was. I mean, it was perfectly clear. As we came up, there was a really high, thin cloud, you know, wispy kind of high. Then as the eclipse approached, it's like they just vanished. I mean, the sky just, it was crystal clear above our heads. I mean, it was, couldn't have been any better.
Did you get to feel that sort of sensation of it getting darker? I know I've seen different photos too, and you can almost see how it like looks a whole lot darker or dimmer, but the bright ring around, which they can also see on your photos. So for us, it wasn't that visibly darker because of the clouds. It kind of felt like just a cloudy day, but for you guys, a little bit more in the total path. Did it seem like a different time of day in the middle of the day?
Oh yeah. It got completely dark. I mean, around the horizon, 360 degrees, it's like, you know, several minutes after sunset. You can see a little light right at the horizon, but overhead, there were two bright stars. I believe one may have been Venus. It looked like a planet. And then there was another star that were fairly close to the sun and that were very visible. But it was so, as it got nearer to time, it kept getting cooler and cooler and cooler. And by the time of total eclipse, the temperature had probably dropped 15 degrees. It was really cool. A breeze came up just as it reached totality. We heard a couple of dogs start barking, you know, in the parking lot. And so they knew something was different. It was really an experience. And I mean, just to see it with your eyes, this is the second one I've seen. We went to Kentucky in 2017.
I was going to ask, so you traveled. So I feel in jip, Jeff. Like, you get to go and see all these eclipses. And Rhino and I, everyone is right before good things in 2017. Yeah. I remember being here in the parking lot for that. What inspires you to just, you know, go see it? Why is it that this is just, you know, so unique to you that you feel like it's worth the investment for you to just take time and go see?
Well, you know, it's obviously not something you see every day. And I've seen pictures of it and, you know, heard stories. And let me tell you, every one of them is true. There's just nothing that you will ever see that's quite like it. It's, and so we saw the one in Kentucky. We decided to do that. And then I was hooked. I said, I got to see this one too. And I knew more of what to expect this time, so I could actually enjoyed it a little more because I knew what to expect. But it's just an experience. It's just a sight. There are no words. That's why I'm not even attempting words. There's no words to describe what you actually see. It looks as though you can just reach up with your finger and touch it in the sky. I know that it just looks like it's just right there.
That's really cool. You know, for us here, what you could see of it, it's like it's hard to sort of explain. It's just, it you know, it's not normal, right? Like, or you know, it's sort of not natural that you're looking at something different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, if you ever do get the chance, I mean, you really need to try to make it happen.
Well, Jeff, it's happening next year in Greenland. I think that's what Rhino said. In 2026, we're going to try to get good things to stream live from there. So,
yeah, get a group together and go up.
I think you need to make all of them that you can until 2024. But no, I think it's really cool. I think you're not alone in those who chose today to kind of stop the norm and go and seek out something unique and spectacular. I appreciate you sharing your story as well as your photos with us. And wishing you guys a safe trip back to Mississippi. How much longer you got?
Well, ma'am?
I said, how much longer you got?
Oh, we're probably an hour from this now. We'll be in the old state of Mississippi here for too long.
All righty, Jeff. Well, we also appreciate you listening to good things and sharing your story. So safe travels, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Oh, he's going through Memphis, means he's getting a little spotty, that cell service. We all know where those spots are at there. But how cool is that? I think he just reminds us that why not? Like, why not go? It only happens once or twice within your lifetime for to sort of see it. If you missed it today, I mean, don't feel guilty or bad about it or anything like that. Ooh and ah at the photos. But just know if you ever get the chance to do it again, to, hey, why not do that? Take the chance. Stop sort of the rhythm of your everyday and sort of get out and look up and see something new and different whenever you get the chance to do that. Seeing that today does make me feel a little guilty for the times I haven't gotten up in the middle of the night to see some of the other cool things that come by. So maybe I'll be a little bit better about doing that. Hopefully, I can say, remember when in 2024, Rhino, you and I will be in our mid-70s, I think-ish, or 60s. By then, so we do have a chance. Maybe we can take our grandkids to go and travel to sort of see it. But I guess it'll be coming here in Mississippi, so we wouldn't have as far to necessarily go.
Yeah, I even went one step further and found out what time it's going to be here in 2045.
That's just crazy to me that we already know that.
According to the chart that I'm looking at right now.
Don't tell me it's during Good Things.
It'll be before Good Things.
Okay.
It'll be right after noon.
Right.
So we're going to have a high noon total eclipse over the Magnolia State in 2045.
Well, Godspeed that everybody makes it there and safely, and we'll all get out and ooh and ah and all the things. But stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
Falling apart. Nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
From the sea.
Rebecca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Thing, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. You can always find us too on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, or you can watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV, but you're gonna have to head to New Stage Theater if you want to see their newest presentation of Chicken and Biscuits. Oh, that's just such a good name. And it's coming out tomorrow, April the 9th through the 21st. We've got their director, Zoran Mingo, with us, and Aisha Benford, who is one of the lead actresses in the upcoming production. So welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
All right, Chicken and Biscuits. First thing I think of is this is going to be a delicious sort of event, but it's not misleading at all. So Zoran, I'm going to let you sort of take us through maybe like what's the plot of it and sort of how it comes back to its name.
Absolutely. So I would say the biggest plot about Chicken and Biscuits is that story about family. Mm-hmm. And they're just getting ready for a funeral. Their matriarch or patriarch of the family has passed away. And they're all gathering up, getting ready. They have the nervous jitters. The he was the pastor of the church, and he's handed that down to the to Reginald, who is now becoming the pastor. So he's having his first conversation, his first sermon as the pastor. So he's nervous about that. The sisters are nervous. They're all sad, and then the big shebang.
And then
the big shebang. What happens at most funerals?
This is not a sappy production. This is lighthearted laughing because funerals is a time of mourning and grief. But if you've got family in the South long enough, I'm laughing. Funerals don't always bring out the best sides of of families, and they also bring together a lot of family that obviously may not have come together for any other purpose. So there is opportunity for things to happen.
Drama.
Aisha says drama. So your character, Aisha, is it Brianna or Brianna?
It's Brianna.
Brianna. Mm-hmm. So she obviously must be one of the children.
Brianna is caught up in a lot of things. Like, so if you, like you just said, as far as funerals go, like it's been a long time since anybody's seen anyone. And so you come together and try to put pieces together. You got kids you hadn't seen in a long time. You got sisters you hadn't seen in a long time. You got aunties you hadn't seen in a long time. And so it's like everybody's still trying to figure out where they fit. So, yeah, Brianna's a part of this chaotic family and still haven't seen people in forever. And she's trying to figure out, you know, where do I mesh in this? And I think that's everybody. That's with all the characters. Where do I mesh in this chaos? Meeting everybody, some decades, right? It's like you said, as far as like families and funerals and even family reunions, you know, people sometimes only come out for the good stuff or when it's time to be really sad. And so you got to catch up on life, you know, what's been going on in your life and things like that. So it is a comedy, though. It is a laugh out loud comedy.
Literally,
we want audiences laughing out loud.
How do you make it through all of your dress rehearsals, learning your lines, and doing all that, Zoran, or like trying to direct? I mean, I put myself like in, like for Saturday Night Live or some of the other stuff, and not bust through the laugh, like allow it to be funny without, you know, constantly having to stop to laugh.
I think. You don't. I was laughing the whole way through at them as we created in the room. We played and we tried new things, and I kept letting them try something different. It's working what you're doing, but try something different. And it just continued getting funnier and funnier. And if I was laughing, we on the money. We go.
So, Aisha, how do you deliver a line that you know, like, and obviously it garners, like, laughter, but maybe you're supposed to be, like, in a serious moment that's obviously funny, or, like, you're in a precarious whatever. How do you not laugh? Because I'm bad at that. Like,
So, during this rehearsal process, even up until dress rehearsals, we're still laughing. We will continue to laugh. And so, the crazy thing about it, though, Rebecca, is sometimes the line might be funny to you, but it's not funny to the audience, or vice versa. It might be something serious, and then they laugh. It takes a lot of self-control. And so it's almost like Zoran said, even in the rehearsal process, we will literally laugh so hard to kind of work it out of our bodies. But then when you put people in the space, like on Tuesday night when we open, we don't know what's going to be laugh out loud funny. We don't know what's going to be a little bit more serious. But it takes a ton of self-control, and you just tell yourself, this is funny. And when I get off stage, I'm going to laugh real hard. But you cannot laugh right now.
The rehearsal process definitely helps with that. Helps with knowing what you have to control on your end, and hope that the audience helps with. I think the audience always adds a new level into the process that's fresh and new, and that garners more laughter.
I think that's also an experience people miss out on if they don't take part in community theater, big, small, medium size, all that, is because you are part of the production, whether you realize it or not. Like, the energy of the crowd moves the, you know, and that's, I've heard from different actors and actresses over the years here that, like, each production is its own unique thing because each audience is different, made up sort of collectively different in that way. What drew you to wanting to direct theater?
I've been doing theater for a good bit. As far as in Jackson, Mississippi, I just became the education director last year of the at New States Theater. And I started, I directed, we did Mean Girls Jr. over the summer, and it was a great experience, working on the main stage, professional theater, and that's always a good thing. But this year, I think the artistic director, Francine Reynolds, she decided to just challenge me a bit more. And so it was kind of, not, I would call it thrown at me, but it was suggested to me about this show.
Voluntold
to me about this, and I put on my big pants and just decided to run with it. So I've been doing a lot of, I've been directing for a good bit now, a long time, since about 2012, 2011 or so. And I just enjoy the art of just creating, of seeing something new unfold and the process of going. I enjoy the process of whatever we're making or whatever we're doing, not the final glitz and glam, but I really enjoy seeing people start to where they're going to end and where they're going to, what they're going to display at the end. I mean, I perform too, but I more so enjoy watching people create.
Miss Asia, how did you find your way to New Stage or to theater in general?
Well, when it comes to theater, I am a late bloomer. I didn't
I love that though.
Experience theater till I got to college. So that was 2000 and for none of them. no, it was 2008. I was a freshman at Jackson State University and got introduced to the theater department. I was a business major trying to figure out something and then saw a show and got bit by a bug. And so Dr. Mark Henderson kind of took me under his wing and I was there. 4 years, finished that, ended up getting an intern opportunity at New Stage. Did that for a year and just kind of fell in love with it. I did some other theater companies around the country and then just kind of settled back in Mississippi and was still able to come and audition. And I'm just super grateful for the relationship that I have with New Stage because it kind of keeps me churning and doing what I love. But it is a great experience.
That is so cool. I appreciate you sharing that because people listening who may feel like they have the bug or it's too late, even as a freshman, like to get into something new, it's never too late to get into theater. Never. Specifically across the state, we have so many local community theaters that are doing great work as well. But you guys are putting on the big show, Chicken and Biscuits. It opens curtain calls tomorrow night, April the 9th to the 21st. Give me the rundown for tickets, Zeron.
So I'll give a. We have a few special discounts happening this week. Discount nights. Tomorrow is our Pay What You Can night. That's Tuesday, April 9th. And then we have our JSU night on Wednesday. That's $10 off those tickets. And then we have our Divine Nine night on Thursday. And then Friday, we have our Pride night. To get tickets, they can be purchased on our website, New States Theater with RE.com. That's a big thing. and you can also call our box office at 601-948-3533, and our box office manager is glad to hook you up with all the tickets and tell you about all the discounts we have to offer.
I see that it's recommended for ages 13 plus, Aisha. So bring the family, obviously not the little family, but like, this is
We actually have a teenager in the show, so she plays a 16-year-old. So yeah, 13 and up, you know, of course, parents understand, you know, what your child can and cannot handle. But it's like, it's family drama. So
it's very relatable.
I honestly believe that nobody will leave saying, oh, there goes a family member of mine, or oh, there goes a family member. You're going to see yourself or your family reflected in any of the characters.
Is there a positive resolution at the end that people may can walk away with and be like, maybe I should think about my own family drama differently?
I think that's the goal of theater. The goal of theater is to always leave better than you came. So yeah, most definitely sit and take it all in. It is a show that does not stop. It's a 90-minute, no intermission from the time you sit down to the time of the curtain call. You are just wrapped up in that story and in that world. So it's going to be great. I am very excited.
Very fun show.
That's New Stage Theater with an E.
With R-E at the end.
Yes. .com. All right. Break a leg.
Yes.
Can I say that? And
yes.
I know this is just the first of many that you guys will have there at New Stage. If you can't make this one, make sure you keep up with all the things that they're doing. They're constantly putting on great productions. So I appreciate your time. You guys stick with us. We got more for you up next.
When you get
upbeat, positive,
and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app, always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, and watch us on your Supertalk TV, on your computer, or your mobile device. Hopefully you got to watch the eclipse today. If not, you'll get to enjoy all the photographs from those that were daring enough to take the picture. But Rhino, you had a nice little thingy-me-whopper-ma-doodle. Another real word here on Good Things.
This is my official thingy-me-whopper-doodle.
The thingy-me-whopper-doodle that you can, I guess, have that protected would protect your camera. Of course, everybody heard all of the tips and tricks and warnings when it came to that. So hopefully everybody who looked up at the sun today walked away with the same vision that they walked back. You totally did if you did here in Mississippi, because it was just a cloudy, overcast day. I think that's a little more for those that are in the direct line with no clouds in the
sky. Oh, yeah. If we didn't have any cloud cover and you just look straight up at it, you would be still seeing the eclipse every time you blinked.
Well, someone mentioned that on the text line. I think it was...
Was it Thomas and Greenwood?
Maybe Thomas and Greenwood who said that. And then you would still see it, which is kind of interesting. But again, I don't think it got bright enough here. So, Thomas, you should be fine in just a little while from that. If not, go see your doctor. I don't know. But it is hard not to look. Like, I know people tell you not to, but it's like super hard not to like look up and sort of see what you're trying to look at.
Oh, I was telling the story earlier. I don't know what year it was. I just remember I was in elementary school and there was an eclipse. I'm sure I could go back and Google it and look it up what year it was. But there was an eclipse that was visible from Tupelo. And my class took a field trip on that day to the news station to have the meteorologist talk to us about the eclipse. And they did everything in their power to convince us that we would be struck blind if we dared raise our eyes to look at the eclipse. And little elementary school me took it seriously.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah, for years after that, I just assumed that when the eclipse happened, the sun had magical properties that would just strike you blind.
Because technically, you could look at the sun. You would not want to, but you could look at the sun at any time, and it would not be a good thing, right? Like, it's not the eclipse that makes it dangerous. You could go out tomorrow and stare at the sun, and it would be just as dangerous, right? Would that be kind
of... Well, I mean, because the eclipse darkens the sky, it gives you a false sense of security.
So it's like going outside without sunscreen on.
Right.
On a cloudy day.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
Same kind of concept where the sun is dimmer. I can look at it without it really hurting my eyes like it would if I were staring at the full sun.
But
so obviously it's not hurting me when in fact it's still sending UV radiation right into your eyeballs.
Right into your eyeballs. So I got tickled at everyone who was saying, who brought light to, no matter where you're at, every morning there's a certain spot, and usually it changes too when the time changes. That you're driving to drop your kids off, you're driving to school, but you're probably on an interstate or going through your town, I guess if you're traveling east, because that's when the sun rises. But if you hit it just right, you're like blinded. I mean, you can't see, and you think, how do people not die during like this and terrible crashes? Because you literally, like the sun, you're trying to find that spot in your car with the where it's, you know, trying to get where you can just see, and then the moment that you get like over a hill or a big truck comes by or you kind of get to where a tree or something is and you get that relief, you're like, ah, I can see everything. But you're like replaying in your mind, like if you get pulled over or you crash, you just act like the officer, like I couldn't see, like I just literally couldn't see. And so everybody's like, they think the eclipse is bad, but like, have you ever driven east on highway at like 7:55 in the morning? And that's, it's just as dangerous. And I think we all have those spots. I know for where I'm at, it changes at car rider time in the mornings, and it's not so bad. I guess I don't know, it's worse now than it was
when time changes in the other direction. But it does feel like if you hit it just right coming up the hill that we have to go to school, it's just the whole thing. It's just we're all driving blind. It's like, I hope everybody, hang on, we're going to get there. Everybody looking up over there, the dashboard, trying to sort of not see in that way. But it's also terrifying. That I feel the same way when it rains really bad. I'm that person that slows down, who sits up really tall, because I feel like that's going to help me see better, because I try to look at the very top of the windshield, because I feel like I can see just a little bit better in the pouring rain. Again, also probably why I shouldn't have any kind of job where I have to drive professionally under any stretch of the imagination. Well, I hope you had time to get out and see it today. If not, enjoy all the photos that was and will be forever with the eclipse. But stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. You got the boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you. Here good things for you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.